69 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And we're seeing kind of a mixed market here this morning in the grains. We're making new highs just as we speak in the corn for today's move. Right now, the focus is on how many prevent plant acres of corn will come to fruition. There's all kinds of wild guesses out there between 3 million and maybe as much as 7 million acres of prevent plant on corn. And certainly the FarmDoc website has an awfully good spreadsheet that you can work through those numbers for your own farm. Funds have been actively covering their short positions, thought to have probably halved the number of short futures holdings that they had a week ago. Right now, looking at the futures, we've got July corn futures at 398 even, up 3.5 cents. September, 407 and a quarter, up 3.5. New crop December, 416 and three quarters, up 4. On the bean side of things, we're coming back from being down about 8 cents just prior to the end of the overnight session. Right now, we're down about 3.25 cents in the July futures at 825 and a quarter. November futures, 851 and a half, down 3.25 cents. In January, at 863 and a quarter, down 4 cents. The meal market has been a little bit weaker overnight. We're down just fractionally right now with the July meal at 298.20. That's down 10 cents. July bean oil down 33 in the July at 26.98. We are certainly seeing the bean market being turned back repeatedly at these 20-day moving averages. For example, in July, that's 835 and three quarters, about a dime ahead of current trade. In the November, 859 is the 20-day moving average, and we're about 8 cents under that. There certainly is a lot of hesitation to be long these beans here as we look at some kind of a tariff aid package. There's a lot of speculation what that's going to entail and what it will be based on. Will it be based on 2019 bushels? Will it be based on something different? The wheat side of things is up today. Certainly, we had some really terrible weather in Oklahoma and Kansas overnight. More talk about lodging of heading wheat and also disease problems with hail in those storm systems. The July Chicago wheat at 479 and three quarters is 7 cents higher. December at $5 and three quarters cents is up 6.5. July KC wheat 435 and a half is up 3.25 cents. Brian, on the livestock side of things, we're trying to bounce on these cattle, but we've done this before where we've opened a little stronger in the cattle and or the feeders. And then we don't hold that going into the close. Well, so we'll have to see whether that's the case. We have a cattle on feed report coming out tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon. Expectations are for 103% numbers. So we're still seeing ahead of a year ago numbers, but really super heavy placements up about 114%. June live cattle futures right now are trading at 111.35, up 70 cents, with the December futures at 112.65. That's up 30 cents. The August feeder cattle, 143.10, is up 50 cents. June live hogs at 88.50 was down $1.15, with the August at 92.42, down 75. I did notice that there were a good amount of sales for China of pork. On the export bookings report, they took 31,000 metric tons of the 46,000 sales. China is continuing to move imported pork into its country. The the July crude oil is at 58.85. That's down $2.57. The gold market's a little higher, silver market a little higher, but the copper's lower. The dollar index at 98.16 is up a big 27 cents so far this morning. Be interesting to see how we play out going into a three-day weekend. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 69 degrees at 9:01. NPR News is next.